I am the gate. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. John chapter 10, verses 7 to 9. Once I saw an old, simple sheep pen in a field, miles away from anywhere. It had walls built of big stones without any cement, just piled together, and a small gap in one side big enough for one or maybe two sheep close together to go through. It had no gate. I found myself thinking that sheep pens in Israel were probably just like that. Whenever Jesus used pictures to help people understand, he used things they knew very well. So everyone listening to him would have known what a sheep pen looked like and that there was no fixed gate. You see, the gate was the shepherd. The shepherd would know their shepherd's voice. They would come into the pen when he called and would stay there with him, knowing they were safe. If anyone else called them, it might be to steal them away, so they wouldn't listen. At night, once the sheep were safely gathered in, the shepherd would sit in the small gap and block the opening to the sheep pen. The sheep would stay safe inside. Dangerous animals couldn't get past the shepherd to kill and eat the sheep, nor could robbers and thieves get at the sheep without the shepherd's knowledge. During the day, the sheep could come and go past the shepherd, able to eat the fresh grass, drink stream water, and doze in the sun. All the time, the shepherd would be on guard. He would be ready at any moment to defend his sheep, to chase away wild animals and thieves. Those of us who have asked Jesus to forgive our sins and to be our Savior and friend recognize him, just like the sheep recognize the shepherd's voice. We follow Jesus, do things his way, and don't do things that would displease him. Jesus keeps us safe from real danger. We often don't even realize there is any danger, but the Bible tells us that he protects us and guards us from serious harm at all times. Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8 says, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." Sadly, there are times when even friends of Jesus let him down. When we do or say or even think something that he wouldn't like. It's important to remember to ask Jesus for his forgiveness for letting him down. And sometimes we need to say, "Please forgive me, I'm so sorry," to people if others have been hurt by our wrong, sinful actions. The great news is that even if we let Jesus down, he will never let us go. He will always love us and protect us, just as a shepherd loves and protects his sheep. Why don't you try this? Hold one of your fingers on one hand with all of your fingers on your other hand really tightly. And then try to pull the finger out of your fist. If you are holding it as tight as you possibly can, you will not be able to do it. And that's just you holding your finger. Imagine If Jesus were holding on to you like that, no one could make him let you go. And that is what Jesus has promised, that he will never let go of those who belong to him. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5b, that is the second half of that verse, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If you want to know how many other good things you can expect if Jesus really is your shepherd, the one who guards and keeps you, read Psalm 23 or listen to it being read aloud. Amen.